This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good evening. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I talk a lot about Chicago. But Chicago, from time to time, actually solves some of their shootings. Let's talk about somewhere else tonight. Let's talk about Boston, where it is also a gun, pretty much a, it's not a gun-friendly zone, to be sure. More than 96% of gunmen involved in non-fatal shootings are never arrested in Boston, and the cops know this. So let's look at a few instances. Thursday afternoon in Roxbury, and as always, the Grove Hall intersection on Blue Hill Avenue is bustling with action. Behind the street front window of a salon, a young woman gets her hair dyed a bright shade of blue while customers flip through the magazines and gossip. Several teenage girls giggle while crossing the street. In front of the wide windows of the Rainbow clothing store, a woman carries a small Minnie Mouse backpack with a toddler walking beside her. Up the road, a trio of rappers dubbed Real, P-Nice, and Tone Tech freestyle back and forth. There's not a single visible sign that in that very spot earlier that day, someone yanked out a gun and shot a man in the back. Business as usual. Shooter was downright brazen, fired his gun in a busy commercial intersection in broad daylight before fleeing. And he could afford to be that way, whether he knew it or not, because Boston police almost never arrest anyone for a non-fatal shooting. It would seem obvious that people who commit that kind of a crime, who point a loaded gun at someone and pull the trigger, indifferent to the lives of their intended victim or bystanders, should be arrested and then prosecuted and then incarcerated. That should be one of the highest things on their priority list. But that's not something that the BPD or the district attorney's office typically do. During a six-month investigation, Boston, some publication, obtained police records through a public information request and examined 618 shootings over 994 days from the start of 2014 through September 20th, 2016. And the results were staggering. They arrested fewer than 4% of the gunmen involved in non-fatal shootings. So that means, for instance, that detectives have not arrested anyone for shooting 14-year-old Kira Harrison three times as she watched the 4th of July fireworks on Bower Street this past summer. They have not captured whoever shot a 15-year-old in South Boston in August, or the person who shot a 7-year-old on Bowdoin Street. In fact, the data revealed the police had not made a single arrest in any of the 19 non-fatal shootings of Boston minors under age 17. And that was before the October shootings of a 2-year-old and a 9-year-old girl in separate incidents. They're not really doing a really good job of locking up murderers either. During the same time period, they made arrests in barely 15% of fatal shootings. Since only about 1 in 7 shooting victims dies in Boston, that brings the total arrest rate for shooters over the past 2.5 years to almost 6%. The BPD do not dispute it, and they offer no explanation for the apparent gap between those numbers and the department's reported homicide clearance rates of around 60% in each of the past 3 years. The difference is likely due to solving a high rate of non-shooting homicides, as well as their practice of applying clearances of older cases to the rate for the year the arrest is actually made. Counting multiple victim shootings together as single incidents, as they prefer, does not significantly change that number. In response to such low numbers, the officials at BPD and the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office smile and claim they're doing fine. Non-fatal shootings are tough cases to solve, they argue, because they usually occur outdoors, which is where it's difficult to locate physical evidence. And it's made even harder, police say, because witnesses generally refuse to cooperate and help identify a shooter. So no matter how you parse the numbers, though, one thing has become alarmingly clear. Shooting someone is not a punishable offense in Boston. As long as the victim doesn't die. Now, that is a very alarming statistic to consider. A lot of cities don't track the number of non-fatal shootings. Boston does. Each year, for example, the Major Cities Chiefs Association surveys its members to compile violent crime data. Only 40 of the 65 cities are able to provide numbers for non-fatal shootings. Strange fact is that for a very long time, public and press attention has taken homicide really seriously. According to criminologist David Kennedy, who worked on Boston's lauded Operation Ceasefire program in the 90s and is now director of the National Network for Safe Communities at New York's John Jay College of Criminal Justice, that seriousness has never extended to non-fatal shootings. The problem here is that somebody who is willing in broad daylight to pull out a gun and start shooting people is a very dangerous person. And if he hasn't shot and killed somebody yet, that's probably just dumb luck. It has nothing to do with that person's survivability or the fact that this guy took mercy on somebody or anything else. Nothing at all. So... funny stuff, without a doubt. Funny because Boston, those same people, those same police officers, those same police, the same chain of command, they're in charge of deciding whether or not you can have a gun in Boston. So, no matter how you roll this, unsolved shootings are a solvable problem. And rather than throwing up their hands and blaming witnesses for not cooperating, a lot of city police departments are revamping their investigative practice, and they make arrests in nearly half of their non-fatal shootings. Trenton, New Jersey, has something called the Shooting Response Team, and they're credited with an increase in the city's arrest rates and a decrease in shootings since its 2014 creation. Patterson, New Jersey, found some success with the same approach. So it is doable, and it should be being done. New Jersey is actually sort of leading the way in trying to solve these things, which is surprising, but Boston, not so much. They smile at you, and they think, or they say they think, that they're doing just great, stupendous. I'm glad that they've got that figured out and they're happy with their results. It's abysmal, but I'm happy. When we get back, we're going to talk about the face of the Democratic Party because it's beginning to look a lot like Islam. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. Think education has to be boring?
Think again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Black Americans, women, millennials, leftists in each subgroup are now led by an uncompromising cadre of the hard left. And through their mass actions, they're attempting to turn the country against the president and brand him an illegitimate president. Most Americans are concerned about unvetted refugees from jihadi countries. Those who are Democrats have no say in their party anymore because Obama yanked the party very hard left. He personally championed the jihadi movement, be it by trying to install the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt or giving the pariah state, Iran, billions of dollars and the obsequious Iran deal. His legacy, hard-left Muslim Americans are rising to positions of prominence in the Democrats' grassroots organizations now. The alliance between Western socialists and Islamists dates back to the Cold War, but it has gained traction here since 9/11. One case among countless others, the anti-Trump women's march was led by an Islamist in a hijab. It's well worth reading the front page expose on Linda Sarsour because she is a leader of so many of the causes that Obama promoted as president. Occupy Wall Street, Black Lives Matter, the Muslim Brotherhood. After 9/11, Sarsour rose in power by promoting the jihadi fiction of Islamophobia. The Democrat Party uses this accusation to fight Republican national security measures and accord itself unmerited moral superiority. Sarsour's Islamic group was a big success. It prevented the New York Police Department from conducting surveillance of Muslim groups and mosques the police suspected of promoting terrorism. For her work, Ms. Sarsour was honored by President Obama as a White House champion of change and was invited to the White House 7 times. She was a delegate to the Democrat National Convention. Sarsour is a radical Palestinian who supports international terrorism and the destruction of Israel. There are photos of her on the web flashing the ISIS sign. She also, as the New York Times puts it, deeply involved in the Black Lives Matter movement, a movement founded by 3 self-identified Marxist revolutionaries who revere the convicted cop killer and longtime Marxist fugitive, Assata Shakur. Sarsour supports Sharia law in America. You'll know when you're living under Sharia law, suddenly all your loans and credit cards become interest-free. Doesn't that sound like a nice enticement? There are outstanding Arab Americans, both men and women, fighting the jihadi threat all over the world and here at home, having suffered firsthand from the Muslim barbarism of their native countries. Here in the United States, most prominent are Ayan Hirsi Ali and Bridget Gabriel. Obama and the Democrats consider them to be enemies. Here's a tweet from Obama's White House champion to these moderate Muslim women. From Linda Sarsour. Bridget Gabriel equals Ayan Hirsi Ali. She's asking for a butt weapon. I wish I could take their... Oh my gosh. She doesn't think they deserve to be women. Her attack was especially cruel because in her memoir, Infidel, My Life, Ali describes how her grandmother, against her parents' wishes, sexually mutilated herself. Somali culture requires that the girls be maimed for appearance sake. And that is being done right now as I'm telling you this. Here in the good old U.S. of A, by Somali and other true African and Arab Americans. This happens here. Bridget Gabriel is a Christian Lebanese whose life story told him because they hate a survivor of Islamic terror warns America. She sort of sounds like an Anne Frank who survived. Ali had an opportunity to respond, and she slammed Soar's fake feminism, and that's why these women on the march haven't activated a march against mass rape, attacks on religious minority Yazidi women, mass gendercide in China for the victims of FGM, female genital mutilation, which she rightfully categorized as being part of the real war on women. According to an American researcher in Cairo, Cherry Barron, there are 100 Muslim Brotherhood front groups who took part in the Women's March. Cherry Barron describes the scene of a coffee shop in Cairo staying up all night to watch the Trump inauguration and the Democrats' post-inauguration protest, as did thousands of Egyptians. She writes, the coffee shop roared loudly with cheers when Trump said, radical Islam will be eradicated from the planet. We here in Egypt have experienced many terror attacks, and all of us have experienced the death of a family or of a friend or family member who fight ISIS. But on the third night, we sat in silence and horror. We saw protesters smashing windows and torching cars. Hushed murmuring began around me as every single Egyptian in the coffee shop could be heard saying the words Muslim Brotherhood. Then on TV, we began to see the video of the Women's March. And they gasped in the coffee shop at the vision of American women donning the headscarf. And worse, some of the headscarves were made of the American flag. One woman shouted at the TV, that headscarf will take your rights. So Democrat champion Linda Sarsour is not a fluke. She did not sneak into the White House or get placed on the podium of the Women's March by mistake. They reject moderate Muslims in the Democrat Party, and they're happy to allow themselves with Muslim American radicals. So calling Trump and all Republicans racist and Islamophobic has become a central weapon for the Democrats. But this is the political context for the extraordinary, some would say extra legal decision of two liberal West Coast courts to bar our president from regulating immigration. And most likely, the new head of the DNC is going to be Keith Ellison, another anti-Semitic Muslim who supports cop killers and is funded by Muslim Brotherhood groups. So Linda Sarsour is the face of Barack Obama's new Democrats. We can expect to see more like her. She is one of many. We should heed that. And we should watch them. They are truly. It's going beyond something else. We'll be right back. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I am, as a former military member that spent some time in military intelligence, I understand that some of the things that happen within the intelligence community and the military community seem not good. They seem counterproductive, counterintuitive, whatever it is. And without knowing the whole picture about what's going on behind the scenes, it's better just not to even look at some of that stuff, because it will change your mind about certain things. And trust me, there's a lot more than meets the eye there. This orchestrated ouster of General Flynn and Trump's acquiescence to it, which I understand what he was doing, what he did was he got that out of the way so that that could not be a big chip for a long time. But it did prove one thing. It showed that there's a little shadow government that exists beneath the surface, and that it's very hard at work doing some very evil deeds, taking out anyone they oppose via personal destruction. These are traitors that are working within the government bureaucracy who are willing to expose counterintelligence technique illegally used to wiretap a private citizen or in order to bring down a member of the Trump administration. And they're not going to stop at one. Because they are emboldened by their success at taking out Flynn. And they're just going to set their sights on the next target because you have Obama loyalists who remain in positions of power that have literally transformed America into something unrecognizable. The will of the people be damned. There are two articles out by Eli Lake and Paul Sperry. Both explain what has transpired. Obama and his league of Alinskyite agitators are ready at the call of a tweet, Facebook, or Instagram post to show up and protest, scream, yell, or riot. They don't have to understand the issue at hand. Many are paid by groups funded by George Soros. Few, if any, of the mob scenes of late have been spontaneous. Need to protest a Trump nominee for the Supreme Court? No need to know his name or qualifications. Signs will be provided upon arrival. Protest the deportation of illegal immigrant criminals? We'll just scream that families are being torn apart, that the deportees may be racist or murderers, is of no concern. What is good for the country is of no interest to these people. They're bent on doing anything and everything to weaken and harm and eventually destroy the Trump presidency. They give no thought to the potential consequence of their mind-numbed quest to undo Trump. But Trump was elected to drain the swamp, literally. The Washington, D.C. establishment is a conglomeration of both parties. Is a swamp. It's a morass of corruption, abuse of power, and ignorance of and contempt for most of the people outside the beltway that they inhabit. Now, one would have thought that the election of Trump would have been a wake-up call, but it was not. For the left, it was a thoroughly unexpected outcome, and they have reacted so hysterically, so viciously, their tactics are bound to be deleterious for their party. Senator Schumer has become downright satanic. For the Republican establishment, their shock at his victories left them floundering like fish out of water. Many of them cannot bring themselves to get behind the elected president, so they find themselves in alignment with the disoriented, despicable left. McConnell, Cornyn, Graham, Blunt. They want to investigate Flynn, not the leakers of transcripts of a private citizen. Every Republican who gets on board with that should be voted out of office. Because they still haven't grasped why Trump won. People really do want the swamp drained. They want the stables cleaned. Hercules was ordered to clean out the stables of King Augeas, an impossible task since the king owned thousands of animals that lived in them. He offered to do the job in one day if the king would give him one-tenth of his herds. And believing that to be impossible, Augeas agreed. So Hercules redirected two rivers to flow through the fetid stables and flush them clean. Trump needs to find his rivers. He's got to identify and dispose of the Obama radicals left over in the DOJ and State Department. Probably wouldn't be the Potomac River. Probably need the Mississippi. But it's going to take a really powerful river of a single-minded dedication to the Constitution and to the people who elected him for him to succeed. Trump, I don't know how it works in government. I have never been to Washington, D.C., ever. I'm never going to go because it's a gun-free zone. There are a couple of gun-free zones I still want to go to that I may go to one day, like New York City. I've always wanted to see it. But Washington, D.C. is not one of them, primarily because that is a whole other culture there. It exists in a way that I can't imagine living that way myself. And the people that are there, the bureaucrats, the career bureaucrats that are in these places, they got replaced a long time ago with some Obama people. Those guys need to be rooted out and fired. They need to be treated like the Never Trumpers were. Do you remember, you've heard me talk about the Never Trumpers who signed on to all of these letters, but now they were expecting jobs in the Trump administration because that's what they always do. When it's Bush, when it's a Republican's turn, we get a job. And he's not doing that. And he needs not to do that. He needs to cultivate other sources. There are other people that can do these jobs. probably do them better because they'd actually be concentrating on the job description and not on subverting something. Our federal government does not need to be in a state of civil war. Obama's time is over. Hillary's time is not going to happen. The leftist agenda has been put down by the electorate. So now the president has a mandate to go out there and root all these people out. And I hope he does. Now, as far as giving up Flynn as easy as he did, this guy's a businessman. When somebody becomes a liability, they're gone. And he was gone so fast. I mean, he hasn't been in office a month yet. And he's already getting rid of people through his cabinet. Is it not even filled out as far as I know, but he's already having to replace people. So this is a guy that's not going to sit around and wait. He's going to move fast. I mean, really fast. And that's good because most of these politicians won't know how to deal with this. They like to have hearings and committees and everything else. And he's going to be on the fly the whole time. So they'll be constantly playing catch up with El Presidente, which is good. That's good. So we'll have to wait and see how that happens. But that's what he was elected to do. We want the swamp drained. I can't wait to see what happens in, I think Graham is up for election in 2020 as well. So if that's the case, then I'm waiting to see who around here in my general area, Graham going down or McCain going down or both would be a great day in the Republican Party. That would mean somebody finally got it. I mean, at least McConnell is holding to his word on a lot of things. I'll give him that. But McCain and Graham, they got to go. When we get back, we're going to talk about the runaway judiciary because the founders did provide a remedy to that. This is Lock and Load.
Attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's Improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, busy throat, is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
All right, I use the throat spray. Be sure and check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I can't stand the busy throat. This bugs me so much. Busy throat. Recently, a rogue U.S. District Court judge issued and a panel of the Ninth Circuit of Appeals affirmed one of the most egregious judicial decisions in American history, dramatically undermining and thus relegating the issue of the sovereignty of this nation to the courts. And thus relegating the issue something else to do with, these unelected judges. And I'm getting texted on Skype for some reason. Anyway. This was the culmination of decades of ever-expanding judicial activism enabled by the failure of Congress to enforce its prerogatives and reign in the runaway usurper of political power. The matter of the supremacy and influence of the judiciary in a representative republic has been an issue of contention since this nation's inception, as the founders, while geniuses in their overall concept of government, erred greatly in the creation of an unaccountable judiciary by relying on a factious Congress to serve as a check and balance on a co-equal branch when necessary. And that was a major issue of debate during the Constitution ratification process in 1788, was the structure, power, and control of the judiciary. And the issue was twofold: the degree of independence and the level of accountability of federal judges, and two, judicial review of laws and statutes passed by Congress. This prompted Alexander Hamilton, using the pseudonym Publius, to write in the Federalist Papers No. 78 that the judiciary would be the weakest of the three branches, as it would not be able to overpower the Congress since they controlled the purse strings and the president controlled the enforcement of the court's decisions. Thus, the courts would have to depend on these branches to uphold its judgments. Further, federal judges must have life tenure and thus independence. However, Congress could remove a sitting judge via impeachment for highest crimes and misdemeanors. He also argued that the court should be tasked with the duty of reviewing statutes passed by Congress to determine if they were consistent with the Constitution as a means of restraint on the legislature. Countering Hamilton's argument was Robert Yates, using the pseudonym Brutus in the anti-federalist papers, who contended that his primary concern was that judges would substitute their will for the plain text of the Constitution. He wrote, "There's no power above them, the courts, to control any of their decisions. There's no authority that can remove them, and they cannot be controlled by the laws of the legislature. So in short, they're independent of the people, of the legislature, and every power under heaven. Men placed in this situation will generally soon feel themselves independent of heaven itself." Jefferson was a staunch opponent of a powerful central government, and he recognized the potential abuse. He wrote a letter to somebody, and he wrote, "You seem to consider the judges the ultimate arbiter of all constitutional questions, which is a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one that would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Our judges and their power are the more dangerous as they are in office for life and are not responsible, as our other functionaries are, to elective control. When the legislative or executive functionaries act unconstitutionally, they are responsible to the people in their elective capacity. The exemption of judges from that is quite dangerous." And then there's Alexis de Tocqueville, who in 1835 published Democracy in America. But it boils down to this. The entire judicial debacle relative to the executive order issued by Trump vis-a-vis immigration from certain countries is a giant leap forward into what all these men feared, that judges would substitute their will or political opinions for the text of the Constitution or statutes, thus establishing a potentially uncontrolled oligarchy. What Judge Robart and the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals have taken upon themselves effectively is to determine that all refugees or visa holders must be let into the country regardless of national security considerations. That if Congress passes any law similar to the executive order, it would be unconstitutional. That previous statutes passed by Congress clearly delineating a president's power to limit immigration from nations deemed hostile is now null and void. So the judiciary, not the president or Congress, is now in charge of the nation's sovereignty, as the courts are the sole arbiters of all immigration policy relating to either legal or illegal immigrants as well as refugees. This is a gigantic problem. Now, one thing that could happen here is that Congress can redraw and change the boundaries of the circuit courts or eliminate them entirely if they care to and create new ones with new judges. That seems extreme, doesn't it? What it is simply this. Do you remember when the air traffic controllers decided to strike under Reagan, what Reagan did? If you don't, he fired every one of them. He fired every one of them and said, "No, I will not let you bring the nation to a standstill. Because without air traffic controllers, there isn't going to be any air traffic in the United States." He said, "No, I will not let this happen. You are fired. I don't care if you're in a union, you are fired. I'm dissolving the union, I'm dissolving everything, and I'm starting over again." Not the same as the judiciary, but a step that we're going to have to take, I'm afraid. Central to any of the steps that could happen is that Congress has to take responsibility. That is something it has been loath to do, as it is held captive to ideology and partisanship and self-aggrandizement. And if this latest debacle cannot spur them to action, then nothing short of a national chaos will. But the framers of the Constitution gave the citizenry one last opportunity to rein in a runaway judiciary. We could do a constitutional convention to amend the Constitution, can be convened by the states per Article 5. A convention to consider pre-agreed amendments can be called by 34 states, and any amendments adopted by the convention must then be ratified by 37. Since Marbury versus Madison, the federal courts have been gradually aggregating more power to themselves than what the founders originally envisioned. But over the past 50 years, the judiciary has become an out-of-control and unaccountable bludgeon beholden to the state is bent on turning this nation into something else. And, you know, everybody was really captivated by the winner-take-all features in elections. And they ignored the unfettered role of the federal judiciary as a whole. Only in the margins, whether it was Donald Trump or Ted Cruz or any constitutional conservative who might win the presidency or any of their actions or policies that the status disagree with, can be thwarted or interminably delayed by unended filings, appeals, and judgments in the courts. So until the Congress acts or a convention of the states is convened, we are run now by the courts, effectively. I don't expect that to stay in place. But that's the way it is. And, you know, this is one of the things that I like about this election is it has awakened everybody to the malfeasance that is the federal government. And now we have somebody actually trying to do something within his purview, within his jurisdiction, within his power, his scope. And he's being told by a court, no, you can't. And that is clearly in violation of the statute. And they make no mention of the statute. So, you know. Okay. We see you now for what you are. We're going to flip in hour number two. Third hour, we're going to have Sean Maloney. But hour number two is just going to be me and you. So when we get back, we'll continue the rant. This is Lock and Load.
Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.